Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Lee Stang. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Phillips. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Brumley. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buster Narum. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Buster Narum. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is hit by the pitch. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer strikes out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oliva moves to second. Steve Rijik now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rollins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of King. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Oliva scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Killebrew is hit by the pitch. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Rollins moves to third. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Locke moves to second. Fred Valentine pinch hits for Steve Rijik. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer is called out on strikes. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 1 in the game. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Hannon now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 1 in the game. Stang strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Phillips for the out. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brumley hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 3. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verhals for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hinton. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Oliva moves to third. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Locke strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Twins. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-2 in the game. Blasingame hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up towards short. Verhulst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0 for 2 in the game. Brumley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. King moves to third. Brumley moves to second. Jim Perry now pitching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Verhulst hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brinkman strikes out. One out. John Kennedy pinch hits for Jim Hannon. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Zimmer hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 4. The Twins will come to bat. John Kennedy now playing third base. Ron Klein now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 3 in the game. Blasingame hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. King strikes out. Two outs. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hinton moves to second. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brumley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brumley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Verall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brinkman moves to second. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Ron Klein. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blasingame is 0 for 4 in the game. Blasingame hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brinkman scores. Kennedy moves to third. It's 6-5, Twins. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Verall fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Washington Senators, 5. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.